cloud, your signal loud and clear, ready for the questions. Well, Aiden, that's a very deep question here. I think anything that enlarges our horizon, that made us think better, reflects on our position on Earth and outside the Earth, it's good. My personal belief have actually been richer since I've made this experience of being in space. Over. Molly, this is a very detailed question. I think we have a guitar on board, and to tell you the truth, at least it doesn't sound differently than it sounds on the Earth. But I guess we could make a little bit more detailed measurements and see if there is any variation. But just like this, if I listen to it, I don't feel any difference. Over. And also this one, Andrew, it's a very deep question, and we don't have an answer. I mean, it's not so easy. Some of the cells have been stunned, some have been accelerated, some have been remain constant. There's a lot of research going on, and we, by the way, as human beings, are part of the studies that they are doing. So there's still a lot to learn, and for sure things are different here in space. Over. Emma, there too, there are some differences in discoveries here. We had a case of a vaccine that turned out to be much more effective if produced in space, because the virulence of bacteria and viruses here in space is different. So it depends. There is still a lot to learn and to benefit from this environment. Over. Cole, all your questions are really difficult, guys. Very good questions. Very difficult to answer these questions. I think that we had very good unexpected results, essentially in almost every major field, from life science to metallurgy to space science to radiation environment to flames. Lately, discovering a new type of flame right here in space. So, very difficult to answer. I would say that this environment is extraordinary and allow us to do extraordinary things. Over. And Sonia, we still don't know yet. We know that there are some impacts on some astronauts. These have shown with very strong degradation that resulted in permanent damages to the eyes. So we are now analyzing the situation in very detail. We do a lot of examination, and we are trying to figure out what causes this. This is also interesting because it allows us to see the eye and all the system in different ways. Over. I think, and I would define the best astronaut as somebody that can do anything. By anything, I mean it can be a good mechanic and a good, plumber, a good electrician, but also somebody that can execute procedure, is not scared of doing complex things in a dangerous and difficult environment. So somebody that really works 360 degrees, that's to me, it's a good astronaut, and I envision the astronaut in the future going even more like that, because they will be far away from Earth and they will not have a mission control ready like we have. Over. Matthew, probably yes. I mean, but this is similar in what happens on the ground when you have these underneath, you process things, time flows in a different way. Works differently. I would say that, yes, that in many occasions this is happening. Over. This is also a very interesting question, and there is no short answer on this one. Theoretically, yes, but it turns out that actually astronauts here need more calories than what they need on Earth. And in fact, we exercise 2 hours per day, but I think there is also something that has to do with our metabolism that changes here in space. A lot of research is still taking place right now, and we don't have an answer on this as yet. The fact is that I eat more calories. Everybody eats more calories here in space, otherwise you lose weight. Over. Tim, we do 2 hours of physical fitness every day, 1 hour of cardiovascular exercise on a treadmill or on a stationary bike, and about 1 hour of weight training on a special machine, and this seems to help a lot. Over. Alexia, all also this one, it's a very debatable question. My personal view is that space tourism is very good. I would like everybody to come up here and experiment zero-G and look at the Earth from here. I would bet everybody will be a better terrestrial person if they do this. So I'm looking forward for everybody to be able to be here, and for me, tourist is good. Over. Well, actually, you know, we have all our windows pointed to the Earth, and we look mostly at the Earth. If you look at planets, stars, the moon, they look differently because, you know, planets from Earth don't twinkle, only stars twinkle. But here in space, nothing twinkles, and planets are very bright, the moon is very bright, there is no atmosphere, there are no clouds, so they look better, but unfortunately, it's still far away. Over. Well, this is part of the research that we are doing now. That's the reason why we keep astronauts on the space station, and we had a couple of stay for about a year. We don't have a direct answer, but it's clear that the toll on your body for being in microgravity, even though since we are flying faster, we actually are younger, just a couple of milliseconds though. Over. Emily, my personal view is that we as a community need to but at the same time we need to set aside a small budget for basic research for science and technology, because without science and technology we don't progress, and if we don't progress we cannot respond to challenges appropriately, to challenges like poverty and disasters. Over. Ian, I miss mostly the social activity, like going out, have a pizza with friends and relax a little bit. But I would say that it's very nice to be up here. Over. Justice, I like to do very active things. I like to fly planes. I like to go out and do